Hello, this is Jessica Stanton calling in from Colombia, where they are experiencing mass flooding all over the country, including avalanches and landslides. So far, shelter blocks have pulled in 1,224 shelter boxes, and we've been operating the country for over a month now. We've had teams operating up in the north in the Rio Magdalena area, distributing up there. We've had teams to the west in Valle del Cauca. Sammy Buck and myself have been distributing in Guaduas and Locaima. The situation there is Guaduas has been suffering very badly from avalanches, landslides and flooding. The problem that we've been having is that the distribution has been very, very difficult and complex logistically because some of the areas you can really only get to by helicopter. The roads have turned to rivers as soon as it starts raining, which it does every single day. So it's made distribution very, very difficult. Thankfully, we've had fantastic support from the government and their department, SMPAD, which is the Disaster Coordination Committee, and they've given us helicopters when we've needed them. The situation in terms of the families that we've been helping has not only been families that have had their homes washed away or completely destroyed, but also we've been helping families that still have their homes but are in imminent danger. We were actually putting up 6 tents up in the Guaduas area, and for families that have had their homes completely destroyed and for people whose homes were in the direct route of landslides and avalanches. And as we were putting up one tent for a gentleman who's across the other side of the hill, we saw a landslide in front of our eyes heading directly for his house. So it really does bring home how important it is to not just concentrate on those without anything, but also the ones that are in imminent danger. And it doesn't even have to be raining for those avalanches to happen. So we were very pleased that we were able to help him. The families aren't sleeping in their houses, even if they are up, because they're too worried, and rightly so. As I say, the situation over here is very grave, but up in the helicopter you can really see the extent of the damage in terms of the landscape is just peppered with the scars from avalanches and landslides. But we will continue to try and get to the families. It's been very frustrating in terms of the logistics. It's been the most complex deployment I've done in terms of logistics because the roads just continue to get blocked by landslides and avalanches. And thankfully, as I say, we have had fantastic support. And so we will continue to try and reach those families. And so far, we've been able to do so. And we will continue to try and get there when it's humanly possible. Thank you very much.